from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
With the 55th pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James from the University of Southern California.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Robinson got to be careful. It's knocked away by Ayarza. Hooks it back in the middle. It's in. Panama score. The pressure finally breaks through. And it's Jose Fajardo that's given Panama the lead with 7 minutes to go.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. For me, I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
Well, a fine good morning to you all. Do not adjust your dials, your screens, whatever. It is a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague here on a Friday. Yes, we have come to that point in the summertime. It is vacation time. The next month, we're making it up.
Hey, you know what? I love a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague. That's
so
fantastic.
Knows? Yeah, they're both on the road. Dirt and Sprague both on the road for various reasons here this weekend. And so, but we've got 4th of July is on a Thursday, so it's a big, long weekend. We're going to do a best of next Friday. So I'm like, we can't really do one here.
Just
the NBA draft just ended. Schultz's in there on the board. So first of all, thank you both for getting up early on a Friday so I didn't have to go Al Franken and do this all by myself.
No problem. It's always fun getting together.
We got Will Ortner. We got Jordan Schultz here with us for the next 3 hours. We will recap the NBA draft, the NFL. Are they actually going to have to do something for their consumers? We'll find out about that. And other things and roads that we will go down the road with. But Will Ortner is here. Schultz, as we mentioned, over there. So it's been usually I'm gone doing something and one of you guys floats in. So the opportunity to all be here. It's early in the morning on a Friday. Take shots at Dirt and Sprague.
Ooh.
do we have an airing of the grievances? Do we have, all right, ask Swag? It's like, okay, is this really what happens sort of thing?
We're going to beat their ass.
Oh, see, here's where I'm a little different. I want everyone to go on as many vacations as possible. Yes, you get as many days as Odyssey will give you. Go on vacation. I will gladly come in. I love the reps. Like, no problem. You're feeling a little under the weather, take an extra day. It'll be okay. So there will be no airing of grievances here. There will actually be gaslighting. And I will say, oh, okay, you need to continue to take more Fridays off. Summer of Swag, Mondays off.
Yes.
Summer of Dirt and Sprague, take Fridays off. That. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's easy. I think it's easy for y'all to give Will and I a call because we are so willing to come in and get those reps. So.
Well, it's always...
credit to us
for
that.
This shift is the toughest one because, you do have to clear... Not only do you have to clear out the day, but really the night before. If you're doing something the night before... Yeah. You're kind of out of luck, but it is summer vacation. We are at that time. The next month is going to be until, we got the Fan Golf Classic, of course. We'll give you an update on that coming up in a couple of weeks where we hope to see everybody out at Langdon Farms joining us. And then it will kick in and we officially dive into the Big Ten, July 23rd. That is opening day of Big Ten Football Media Days.
Ooh, that's going to be awesome. And that's in Indy?
Indianapolis.
Ooh. It's not at Lucas Oil, is it?
It is at Lucas Oil Stadium.
No Will way. The pool still be there?
I'm doubting it. Now, I don't know if... I don't know. Yeah, we'll I'll see if I can get a report for you as it appears everything is finalized. I will be reverse engineering this and... a one-man show out there trying to wrangle, and I still don't have any other details other than my credentials been approved.
You're
that's
good
pretty
to
much
go.
It.
I'm not gonna lie.
With three, things of equipment, it should be quite a show. And then hopefully we'll have all sorts of coaches and players for you live back here with our whatever show is on the air at the time.
That'll be great. I'm not gonna lie. I think I knew before I was in Vegas that they had built Lucas Oil into being the spot for the Aquatic Center, but at like 1 a.m. after 2 days in Vegas, I never thought anything was cooler than walking by the sports book in the casino I was in and being like, they turned it into a water park? Like, and obviously not quite, but it was...
Fun.
It was one of those realizations for me where it was like, wow, that's insane. How did they do that? Didn't try to figure it out, but I still think it's awesome.
Well,
they did show kind of a walkthrough of how they put the scaffolding up and everything. And just seeing them literally, put thousands upon thousands of tens of thousands of gallons of water in a spot where it's not normally is pretty cool. But I'm more thinking that like they should do Big Ten Media Day on Lucas Oil Stadium's field. maybe you need to find longer cords, but put Swag in a corner and then put all the other radio stations in other corners just have everybody wandering around the field for 3 days.
I'm sure there will be Radio Row. Obviously, the Big Ten Network. That we've got to start. We know it's coming. It's actually here.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know how prepared Duck fan, Husky fan is for all of that. But it is just about 4 weeks away. So finally starting to get some details on that. That will not be the last time we see a pool in a football stadium. The Olympics in Los Angeles, the swimming will be at SoFi.
And that's what, 4 years from now? Is that eight? I can never.
It's 28. Yeah.
It would be 4 years.
4 years.
Swimming happens in the summer.
Yes.
No, for sure. But they book those out like 4, 8, 12 years in advance, right? Like, I remember hearing about the Qatar World Cup back when I was like fifth, sixth grade. And that just happened, 2 years ago? So I always get confused. I'll hear like, Paris 2024, but you'll hear about it in 2016. It's like, forget about it. And then all of a sudden you're seeing a Megan Thee Stallion ad and you're like, oh yeah, the Olympics are back.
Didn't Chicago put in a massive bid for the Olympics? Like, I want to say a decade and a half ago.
Yeah. It might've been
while Obama was president. Yeah.
It might've actually been for the Paris games.
Yeah. There you go. So that would have been for this year and they lost out. Oprah Winfrey got in on that one. Everybody was trying to get that happening, but hey, we got LA instead.
So what are you boys up to for the summer? Because we'll reach that for the next month. It's going to be, stuff here and there. We obviously just had the NBA draft, but that's over. There's a little bit of soccer. Baseball's in the dog days of summer. We'll get the All-Star break here coming up shortly. The Olympics don't start until the end of July. So you'll have the Olympics, but that's when training camps for NFL, media days for college football kick in. And, what is it, August 3rd or something is the Hall of Fame game for the NFL. Right. We start to dial it up for that. The Olympics would be better served starting right after the 4th of July, quite frankly, and taking up all of...
Yeah, like opening ceremony right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the
perfect otherwise,
time.
You get you just get some randoms. We'll have the British Open for golf. You'll have Wimbledon if you're what, and we'll take your thoughts as well on the Vancouver Ford text line throughout the show. What now with the drafts being over? The NHL draft is tonight for those that are curious.
Which is going to be sweet.
First round tonight in the Sphere. So the first televised live event in the Sphere. So that'll be interesting to see. Should be a lot much more interesting than round two of the NBA draft. From a soundstage in New York. We'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, text us. All text on the fan via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. You can text us at 503-864-6326. So that is open. What are you guys going to be diving into? Or do you check out? Do you need to go check out, go to the beach, go to the mountains, do whatever you need to do. So come football season, when we dial it up, we lock in, and it's a run from Labor Day weekend all the way through the Super Bowl.
This is usually where I get really into something for no reason. Like, I pick up a summer hobby. Like, last year was, like, got really into disc golf, and I don't know why. It was just something to do outside. This year, it's kind of a toss-up. Golf has been happening a lot, so I've been getting out on the golf course a lot. After Vegas, I've learned that you don't win money in Vegas. You just come back with some of the money you budgeted to lose. So that's how you consider
better than most
winning, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like playing like some poker, Texas Hold'em. That might be something I get into. Or now's the time to find like a TV show, like House of the Dragons out. A lot of people are into The Bear. The Boys is out. So I'll find some TV show to dive into and spend too much of my time wasting. And then, of course, I almost forgot. My favorite football game of all time is coming back. NCAA football 2025.
Yeah, it's a different summer for us.
Yeah.
We're going to be, for about 3 weeks, dirt included in this. I think it's just going to be kind of like solid, like, don't call me. And we're going to be just kind of out of sight, out of mind.
No, I think everybody's getting that as well, whether it's golf. I might have to watch The Bear. I watch the least TV, actual produced TV of anybody in this building. I'm fascinated with Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. I usually get locked into the Tour de France for no good reason. I don't cycle at all, but somehow I'm fascinated by that event every year. You can't find it anymore. It used to be on a normal cable channel. Can't find it anymore.
It's on like Versus.
I don't know who has it.
That's okay though. We're in the age of weird channel distribution and great events being distributed on things we've never heard of. I was just telling my wife this, and it's okay that you can't find it. You will find it, and then you're going to sign up for their service for $9.99
a month. No, I won't. That's old man swag. I refuse. I've reached the limit. I'm not signing up for another service. If you can't get on, I'm already on enough, and I can't keep track of them. Just knock it off. And we'll see. The venue thing is coming together. We're getting more details. We'll see everything that's involved. And the trick will be to figure out what are the fewest number of services, platforms, whatever I need to watch everything.
Well, just get the Max bundle for swag.
Yeah, honestly, the Max bundle is not bad. No. And I saw cycling on there. So if you have Max, it might pop up there. Yeah. I saw like the Tour de whatever.
It wasn't like France.
No, it was like Spain, maybe. I don't know. Tour de California, something like that. They seem to have everything on Max, which is so dumb. Like, they got everything on Max, and then the one thing that they're known for, their NBA coverage, and they're like, we won't spend that much on that. And now it's going to be gone.
And that's another story for another day, but it is going to go back to NBC. We'll see how many people NBC picks up from that had the NBA coverage. But again, locked and loaded. We got a great show coming up. We'll get into the Blazers, who wrapped up NBA draft day two for the first time. Do we really need day two? Did anybody else get drafted besides Bronny James? We'll let you know if that indeed occurred.
Would literally rather watch women's hammer throwing. I'm all in on the Olympics for the next month, and I would have rather watched that than day
give
two
me,
of the draft.
Yeah, you can give me the 400-meter hurdles all day long over that. Travis Demers, play-by-play radio voice for the Trailblazers, going to join us. We'll move the ticker to just after 8 o'clock. But get his thoughts now that we've got an idea of what the roster, not a ton of movement. The one big trade happened. Of course, Donovan Klingon coming in. A lot of excitement around that. He'll be formally introduced to the media and fans tomorrow morning. What's he excited about? And how much off-season movement is he anticipating? And what is this thing going to look like on the court come October when they get into camp and start using all these players? Will it look different? Is this the start now of moving forward, or are we still treading water a little bit to try and figure out what the direction of this team is? I think we have a much better idea. The NFL lost a court case that could cost owners $450 million apiece. Will they actually pay out?
No.
Who knows? And Al Michaels going AI. If you haven't heard it, we have the audio. It should be an interesting show. We'll get started, though, in case you didn't hear. The Lakers drafted Bronny James. That's how we get going here on a Friday on Dirt and Sprague.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
617 here on a Friday morning. It's Swag here with Will Ortner. Schultzy's on the board, a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague. They are both. Well, I know Dirt's down south. I forgot where Sprague was headed. He had family things going on. It's that point in the summer, so there'll be a lot of coming and going. Excuse me. Sorry, wanted to get the YouTube chat up. Because that's we'll take out. We are going to spread the line at 8:30. That ain't going away. Mm-hmm. So if you have your fake sponsors, send those in, whether it's on the Vancouver Ford text line or on the chat for YouTube, however you want to get to us. But the NBA draft, we will get to the Blazers at 7 o'clock, kind of wrap everything up from them. How everything went. The grades are out. I think there is a fair assessment of what Portland was able to do, what mm-hmm. they didn't get caught doing. And we'll see where they are headed into free agency, which I think starts, when does it start? Right after the 4th, I believe.
Right, but they're already announcing the contracts, and everybody knows what's happening in
Well, tell. I think those that's for people that are re-signing with their team, because you can negotiate with your own free agents.
Oh, that's
you can't
right.
negotiate with other free agents until the, you know, qualified tampering period starts, and that's just dumb, because you can talk for 3 days, but you can't agree to anything. And then at midnight of the day you can agree to it, 17 contracts get done for $1.5 billion.
So we get to hear for the next couple weeks, where will Paul George land, and what's his best
as
fit?
As long as we don't have to hear any more about Bronny being drafted by the Lakers with the number 55 pick. Did you guys take in day two of the NBA draft coverage? A far cry production-wise from what it was on day one. They were in their little sound studio, ESPN studio there at one of the ports in New York City. It looked very last-minute, put together. Poor Mark Tatum, deputy commissioner. His big thing is the draft lottery. Like, mm-hmm. that's his moment. Mm-hmm. He had the fake smile on. I think his cheeks were, I don't know. Do we need this?
No, we don't need it. Because once you get past the lottery, how excited are you really about any of the picks anyways, right? Like, the NBA draft is different. It's the NFL, you get to have 3 days of the NFL draft, because by the third day, there's still names that are coming up because you've seen them play in college for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, depending on, you know, how many COVID years you get apparently nowadays, right? But when it comes to college basketball and just the NBA draft in general, I mean, you look at the first couple picks, you didn't see Rizashe in college. You didn't see Sar in college. They're playing overseas. And for the people who got to see Reed Sheppard, most probably didn't even tune in until SEC conference tournament. So at most you saw him 3 or 4 times. You're not going to get the viewership for that draft that you would for the NFL, because you don't get time spent with these athletes and you don't care about these athletes. It felt like a money grab. And I like that the NBA is trying to branch out, but you don't need day two.
No, I don't think so. Unless you are going to extend the time. I think what the NBA needs to figure out, and I understand it's very, very difficult to verify trades in a truncated time period. Mm-hmm. They got to do it like the NFL, where they announce the trade and here's who's now picking.
Mm-hmm.
They got to figure out a way to do it. They got to be able to clear it, because that is the most annoying thing. And especially in the second round, because at least half the second round picks, I think, got traded, maybe more mm-hmm. at the end of the day, some 2 or 3 times in the course of the day. And you had no idea who was picking for who.
I heard Suk saying this on day one of the draft. It is the stupidest thing ever to see, like, a Portland Trailblazers hat being put on the 14th pick of the NBA draft, knowing that he's not going to be a Portland Trailblazer. And then ESPN's leaning into it, showing Blazers fans, like, it's like, dude, this guy's not going to be on our roster. It is, in the NFL draft, it is so much fun. And in my opinion, there's no more anticipation during the draft than when the commish comes up and you hear Roger Goodell say, we have a trade to announce. Everybody on bated breath, ESPN's ready, sending it right to him. And the fact that the NBA hasn't figured that out yet, it's kind of asinine.
So I don't know if that involves moving, because the NFL moved free agency now ahead of the draft.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe they need to redo that. I don't think we need to do the second day. Poor ESPN. The Bronny James stuff was nauseating. Not that Bronny James, I don't care that he got drafted by the Lakers. And if he plays with LeBron, great. And I think that The specter of if he actually makes the roster, he's on the active roster, and they play in the same game on opening night, that will get my attention, I think, at
he'll,
that point.
He'll make the roster.
But using the 55th pick, the fourth to last pick, and a second round pick to do that, I called Bronny James games for Sierra Canyon at the Hoops or at the old Les Schwab Invitational when they came.
Yeah,
LeBronny James, through all the chaos, and that was with the documentary crew going around with him, he is a cool customer. He is a good teammate. His basketball IQ is high, as you would expect. He is not a selfish player on the basketball court. He is willing to play both ends. He is only 6'1". You know, we all understand the medical issues that he's done. This isn't that big a deal.
Right.
Maybe outside of L.A., for L.A., but I just, and ESPN, they're probably searching for, okay, what are we going to do for 3 hours, 4 hours of second day coverage with this, that, or the other thing? But I thought it might have been nicer to tell more stories, maybe some more stories from late first round guys. I know they had a couple of interviews. I think Klingon got on there at some point and Alex Saar was on there. But if they're going to make this a whole second day, they really need to go back and reinvent what they're going to do. All the production, they got to be able to talk. Maybe you get some GMs. I mean, that's the one nice thing about the NFL, because you have so much time in between picks. You can go and interview. GM will come out of the war room, or the coach will come out of the war room. Here's where we're at. What are we doing? There was no production value for me, and ESPN was left there with some talking heads. Thank goodness for Bob Myers, because he will go at Stephen A., and it's the best thing ever. Bob Myers has been the best addition to NBA broadcasters, I don't know, since Charles Barkley, quite frankly. I love Bob Myers.
Right. I think some of this, too, was built around Bronny being a day two guy. So ESPN was like, we'll get eyeballs in some way. I don't think they'll do this again. Bronny James, it's so unfortunate that LeBron is so heavy-handed in everything that he does.
And because, so passive-aggressive at the same time.
Well, because if
just he... Just own it.
Right. Well, and like, here's the thing. If he just came out and said, I want to play with my son, I think that would be a really cool thing. Like, I am a father. I didn't have a father figure in my life, or at least not my real father, right? And I have now raised my son. He is of age. He's a player that is good enough to at least be in the NBA, and I would like to play with him before I retire. And he just straight up owned it. It would be a cool, like, hey, footnote story. Hey, LeBron's going to get to play with Bronny. Because this isn't the first time that something heavy-handed. Look at all the Antetokounmpos. They shouldn't be in the NBA, but they're in there because Giannis wants to hang out with one of his brothers.
How many second-generation assistant coaches or video guys or analysts or whatever, because they're, you know, there's nepotism all over the place.
100%.
And how many owners, sons and daughters get executive positions that they're probably not qualified to take yet for? Now, some of them grow into it and can handle it and execute it, and we'll wait and see if Bronny takes the opportunity. So I'm not all bent out of shape about it from that standpoint.
Because there's the special moments in sports are so special because they're authentic. This, as you guys just said, was a situation forced upon us by a very passive-aggressive star, essentially saying, no, you're going to do what I want to do, or I'm going to go do it with the team that's going to do it. The only other instance that I can think of, not just because I'm a Mariners fan, it's because this is literally so rare in the world of sports. The last time that a father and son played in the same game was Griffey and Griffey, right? 1990, Griffey Sr. in left field, next to Griffey Jr. in center field. They even hit back-to-back home runs that year. It's special. There's memories
in Seattle. I went and saw them both play. It was amazing at the Kingdome.
That must have been amazing. And the reason that happened was because Griffey Sr. was on the downswing of his career. The Mariners had a spot on their roster for a backup outfielder and said, you know what? This would work. And he actually came in and produced. He wasn't amazing, but he was a competent major league hitter. If there were no questions about his NBA talent, I would not care. Knowing that this has literally been forced upon us, and we have since January been hearing all sorts of everybody doing circle eights around themselves and twisting themselves into not saying that Bronny actually is NBA ready. That's what makes me have a problem with this. It's the forced fake nature of this quote unquote special moment. Moments in sports are special because they're so authentic, guys. That four overtime game that we watched the Blazers win against Denver, it wasn't because somebody drew it out. And that's why I have such a problem with this.
It's not special yet, so whatever. If he actually makes the roster, for the life of me, I can't see them using an actual spot if he can't cut it. I really don't. If he's on the G League team, if he's on a two-way thing. Now, if he sticks it out with them the whole year, we get down to the final couple of games, and the Lakers are in either whatever slot, they're like fixed, whether they're a play-in or whatever, and they do it there, okay, great. If they do it opening night, they said no. He went to summer league. He lit it up. He shot 44% from three. He was getting a steal. We can use a shooter off the bench because, Lord knows, the Lakers didn't have enough shooting on their roster.
Right.
Maybe. It's like, hey, 5 to 10 minutes, if we need a little offensive burst, let's go. Maybe he does it. Physically, other than just being 6'1" or 6'2", he's a put-together athlete. He can play,
yeah.
And he can stroke it. Yeah. I've seen it in person. So I'll wait. And I think that's more the coverage. LeBron irritates me from time to time here and there. Just say what you want to say.
Right.
Look, if you were obnoxious and going to come out and take shots in the media, then take shots in the media and live with the consequences. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do that. And that's one of the more annoying qualities of LeBron.
Right. Like he wants to be liked. I wish he just came out and said it, or do the Giannis Antetokounmpo, where behind the scenes you say, hey, you make sure that you take care of my family member.
I think there's a lot of that goes on 100%. That never gets. And if you have power and there's something, or you have leverage and there's something important to you and you use it,
do it.
It's up to, others to let you use it, I guess.
Right.
So the Lakers, I don't know what they're doing. There's a quote from Pelinka. We might get to it later. That's what's nauseating is that they think this is a bigger deal than it actually is. If LeBron and Bronny play in an NBA game at the same time on the same court, okay, that's cool. That will probably get me to tune in and say, well, let's see what this is actually about.
One of them alley-oops the other one for a big
all the
dunk.
Run-up to it.
Super cool. Yeah. Look, Bronny James is not going to be a star. His best case scenario is he's a Kevin, or not a Kevin, he's a Peyton Pritchard type. Sure. He gets to be 7th, 8th man off the bench. He plays a little defense, makes a couple shots here or there. That's what he's going to be. But because he's LeBron James's kid, he gets blown into like, well, can he be a star? Can he be this? And the most unfortunate thing is,
that's on us. That's not on him.
Right. The person who gets the most backlash is the one who deserves it the least, because he's not asking for any of it. He just wants to go out and play ball. I think it's a cool story because it's a father and son getting to play together. And isn't that everyone's, as a father, I would assume, that's your dream. Like, if you made it to the NBA or NFL, whatever, you'd want to play with your kid. And I think it's cool that he got to do it. I just don't like the way he went about doing it in LeBron James.
They're in on the text line. You can't be, Bronny deserves a roster spot. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying if he earns it.
Mm-hmm.
If he earns it, great.
In what world, guys, I would bet the house I don't own right now, he's going to be on their opening day roster. Not the G League, because he already said, I would bet the house I do not own.
Well, is he on the 15 or is he on the act? Is he actually suiting up?
Yes, he will suit up so he can play. Are you kidding me? Do you think that ESPN isn't going to be out of their minds promoting themselves, waiting for LeBron's kid to be announced that he's on the opening day roster for the Lakers, and then promoting seeing him sitting on the bench in Lakers gold? I already see it. It's happening, and there's going to be millions of dollars about it.
I won't go that far yet. I don't.
LeBron plays in summer league just to play with Bronny?
No.
I don't think he can, but maybe they'll change the rules for him.
No. We'll take more of your thoughts as well on the Vancouver Ford text line on the YouTube chat as well. But when we come back, Al Michaels going AI for the Olympics. Are you buying it? We've got the audio. But first, Schultze with a Sports Center update. Jason Swigard, Will Ortner, Schultze here. It's a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague on a Friday as everybody gets into full summer mode. Keep the thoughts coming on the Vancouver Ford text line, on the YouTube chat regarding Bronny James. Polarizing as always. Nobody more polarizing than LeBron in the NBA. But we'll get back to the NBA draft. We'll talk Blazers coming up at 7 o'clock. Travis Demers, radio play-by-play man for the Blazers, going to join us at 8:05. We'll get his thoughts on how the team is shaping up before they go to Summer League. We'll see if he's already working on cliches with the new guys, too.
Got to figure out something.
You got to figure out the three-ball calls, the dunk calls.
Ooh, what's Klingon get?
I don't know.
I still love Kling Kong. Like, it's my favorite nickname. I want a shirt. I want it in Blazers, red and black. It's going to be beautiful.
I guess that actually works. Like, Kling Kong's kind of creative. Let's come up with something as opposed to just saying clingy or adding like a Y to their half their name or whatever.
You can't call him clingy.
You can't call Don't call him DC. Let's not do that.
But they're going to.
But you also have to be inspired by the moment. And no moment was as inspiring as Al Michaels' call of Do You Believe in Miracles, 1980, Miracle on Ice. Mr. Olympics it came out earlier this week as part of NBC Universal's coverage of the 2024 Paris Games. Al Michaels agreed to turn his voice over to AI and will be generating personalized highlight packages to be delivered to your smartphone or your email box or whatever. So obviously, big time difference. Not going to be able to catch everything. Mm-hmm. So if you have favorite events or you want to follow the U.S. athletes or whatever the case may be, they said, Al, would you be willing to let us do this?
Right.
A Vanity Fair article came out. He was pretty skeptical. Al's 79 and still going strong. Still enjoying the New York strip and baked potato every day.
No veggies.
And he looks great. But he said he went and he got a demonstration of it and was blown away.
So, yeah.
And so there was actually, I found this. So this is a sample of what you would be getting. So every morning, you know, you click on the push notification or whatever it is. What happened while I was sleeping? Here you go. This is AI Al Michaels, a sample of what is coming this later this summer.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Oh, wow. So the Hey Kelly was like, this is Kelly's iPhone.
Yeah. So wow. Yeah, you're Kelly. So that's going to come to you.
That's terrifying.
That's pretty close.
If you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. I don't think you would know. And you have a little music underneath. But the phrasing, he said, it was pretty blown away as to how comfortable. And so I guess this AI thing, I don't know how big the computer warehouse is, but potentially 7 million of those that could be generated.
That's freaky.
During these Olympics, there are actual human editors. They said the biggest thing they got to make sure is that the pronunciations of athletes' names
are correct.
And so there is a filter process before stuff goes out to make sure that those things are correct. But it got me thinking, we'll carry this over into the next segment because we all got fired up over Bronny.
Oh, yeah, we kind of took up a lot of time with
Well, because if I don't stay on the clock, I'm going to hear about it. So, I did turn the lights up for you, though, so you can see Will. Nobody wants to see me in the morning. I don't know why everybody's all fired up about wanting to see me in the morning. I did shave, but But no, I want to carry this over. So if you could get a personalized highlight package of your favorite team or your favorite sport kind of delivered to you, whether it's once a week or once a day, any point in time, whose voice would you want on that? We'll take your thoughts at the Vancouver Ford text line. We'll take them as well on the chat, and we'll talk about that. So you guys think about that in the break. But if you could have anything to go back in time, for me, there's two. There's two above everything else. I think everybody that's a football fan from my generation will have a similar one.
Right.
And then there'll be something that's a little bit more just your personal taste or something from your favorite sport. But yeah, we'll do that when we come back. We are going to get AI Al Michaels in the Olympics. And it sounds just like regular Al Michaels. We'll get your thoughts as we continue on this producer's edition, Dirt and Sprague, here on 1080 The Fan. Jason Swagger, Will Ortner back here with you on this Friday morning as we transition into full summertime mode. The NBA draft wrapped up, NHL draft tonight. We get set for Olympic coverage. As well as some summertime golf, but no, we're having a little fun right now with AI Al Michaels. We played it for you in the last segment, what is coming, and it sounded just like Al. They said, Al said it was like within 2% margin of error.
Right, like if you didn't know that that wasn't Al Michaels, you wouldn't know. I have two questions about it, though. One, when does that get put on the Terminator face? But two, does he get paid? Like, does he get any?
I don't know. He obviously had to sign off on the deal,
right?
So I've got to think he
get something.
Now I don't know if it's just part of his overall NBC contract because he's like NBC emeritus Olympic. I don't know.
Right. Well,
but who? I mean, he agreed to it, so that's between him and NBC. I don't care.
And it's a great idea. Like, you get to have Al Michaels, who, in my opinion, and this is probably just because I'm younger,
yeah,
this is my favorite play-by-play sports announcer of all time. I love Al Michaels.
Well,
is great.
So if you, for you, aside from Al, is there somebody else in some particular sport that if you're like, man, if we could, and somebody that is no longer with us as well, for me, that's going to be where I go right away. But yeah, to give you, it would be hard to do live play by play. IBM's tried it with the PGA Tour and it doesn't work yet.
Yeah.
So until they can figure out, and I wonder too if like Nance might try to play with them and
something like that too.
If there's some little one upsmanship among the longtime voices in sports, if they could figure out how to do Nance with golf or something like that. But for me, if I could get college football with Keith Jackson again in some way, shape, or form, it would be so great.
Yeah, and he's the you're-looking-live.
No, that's Brent Musburger.
That's Musburger. Okay.
No.
No, he's the call for the USC Texas.
Oh, Nelly!
There we go. Yes, okay. I knew I'd get there eventually. And Schultzy and I are the same way on this. I mean, Dave Niehaus, like, growing up,
if you grew up a Mariner fan or were there, Niehaus Dave was Niehaus. Great. And
Doesn't
so we had
better.
A couple people here. Dave Niehaus, Stuart Scott, Bob Uecker.
Have to throw my vote in for Niehaus. Fly away. I still get goosebumps here in the call from 95 of the double. I still get them.
We got one for Matthew McConaughey. So if we go, all right. And you can do that, too. If you know, I'm sure there would be some people that would love to get whatever highlight package from Sam Elliott or something like that.
Getting a highlight package from Clark College's own Sam Elliott would be awesome. If I could get it so all my commercials were read by the great Sam Elliott, that would be fantastic. Could you imagine like the Whopper Whopper, but with Sam Elliott singing it? That would be great. Or prank your buddies and like change their TV settings to only be Gilbert Godfrey all the time.
And I'd love it too because I think we've lost the generation because for me, Monday Night Football was always about Howard Cosell.
Ooh,
but if you wanted to help bring boxing back, first of all, give us fights that we actually want to see, develop some boxers. Yeah. But if you could do AI Howard Cosell on a current boxing match, I wonder how much you might get some more attention, because him and, you know, when he was doing Muhammad Ali fights, it was unbelievable. I actually got to watch that live as a kid growing up, you know, a heavyweight title fight on ABC Wide World of Sports for free.
Didn't he get in trouble a little bit at the end of his career, though?
He did.
Yeah. He was referring to some of the players on the field.
Yeah. Well, it was, depending on whose story you believe, but I don't, it was something that they couldn't avoid, but I don't think it was intentional.
I just wonder if by Howard climate, it would be acceptable to bring. I love his voice, but I hear the cancel crowd already be like, no.
Are we canceling AI things?
Yes. Anything that is cancelable, we will do it.
We got a Daily Dodger recap from Vin Scully, of course.
That'd be so cool.
How about Blazer highlight packages with Sean's?
That would be cool. See, now this is going to show my youth. I don't know if I've ever heard a Sean's call.
Oh, I fell asleep. That was back when you only maybe got 20 televised Blazer games a day or a season. And so I would fall asleep to the Sean's as I was 8, 9, 10 years old. That's going to sleep and him and
wherever you may be. Good night, everybody.
Exactly.
And Cowherd actually still starts his
show. That's how he starts his show. Homage to the Sean's.
I did not know.
Wherever you may be when he
says that. I've been listening to Cowherd for years. Yep. Like when he was on 1080 airways.
Yeah.
Like actually working.
That was an homage to the Sean's.
I did not put that together. I had no idea. John Madden would be a good
one. Oh, he'd be perfect. There's one locally that I kind of, now that Al Michaels has done this with a big broadcasting entity, I really hope that they do this with Don Essig, the Oregon Ducks, and their stadium announcer, Don Essig. Man, it never rains at Autzen Stadium. He's getting up there in age. If he could sit down and record just everything, you know, over the course of a month, and then we get the gift of Don Essig now forever at Autzen Stadium, I think that would just be the best thing, because there are just some voices, and I feel the same way with like Tom Hutler, the Mariners, stadium announcer.
PA.
Thank you. I'm like, I can't think of the name. The PA announcer for the Mariners, man, Tom Hutler, or John Shepard for the Yankees, you know, Derek Jeter, number two. Just there's some voices that you should never have to live without, and I do feel like, and guess what? I'll exit stage left, because Al Michaels read news means I'll never read news again and I'll never get paid to again. But I am so okay with hearing some of those legendary voices forever. But are they? Are their families? And I think that's going to
that would be the interesting
question.
Part as to how it would go back, you know, how you would go and negotiate that. But we'll continue to take those throughout the day. But it's interesting. It's coming. I don't know. I might go sign up for the thing just to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will. Like, what's the worst thing that happens? They're not going to make you. They're probably not going to make you pay for it.
I don't know. I don't know if you have to be a Peacock subscriber or something like that. You might have to have a subscription and then you get the service. Well,
log in under my parents' name.
But yeah, I mean, the sports that you're interested in, the U.S. Olympics or the basketball tournaments. Mm-hmm. You know, if we could get that,
I like seeing the obscure sports too. Like Al Michaels giving me play by play of the speed walking competition would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We'll get into that maybe a little bit later in the show, because we are at that point where it is, you know, we're done with hockey, basketball, baseball. We're just in the dog days. We're waiting for the trade deadline and the All-Star game, but you're watching your team and that's it. What's really grabbing you sports-wise, or do you tune out here for the next month or so? But if there's somebody else that you would love to be hearing AI doing your updates, let us know at the tech.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Update. Jason Swigard, Will Ortner, Schultze here. It's a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague on a Friday as everybody gets into full summer mode. Keep the thoughts coming on the Vancouver Ford text line, on the YouTube chat regarding Bronny James. Polarizing as always. Nobody more polarizing than LeBron in the NBA. But we'll get back to the NBA draft. We'll talk Blazers coming up at 7 o'clock. Travis Demers, radio play-by-play man for the Blazers, going to join us at 8:05. We'll get his thoughts on how the team is shaping up before they go to summer league. We'll see if he's already working on cliches with the new guys, too.
Got to figure out something.
You got to figure out the three ball calls, the dunk calls.
Ooh, what's Klingon get?
I don't know.
I still love Kling Kong. Like, it's my favorite nickname. I want a shirt. I want it in Blazers, red and black. It's going to be beautiful.
I guess that actually works. Like, Kling Kong's kind of creative. Let's come up with something as opposed to just saying clingy or adding like a Y to their half their name or whatever.
You can't call him clingy.
You can't call it. Don't call him DC. Let's not do that.
But they're going
to. But you also have to be inspired by the moment. And no moment was as inspiring as Al Michaels' call of Do You Believe in Miracles, 1980, Miracle yes. on Ice. Mr. Olympics it came out earlier this week as part of NBC Universal's coverage of the 2024 Paris Games. Al Michaels agreed to turn his voice over to AI and will be generating personalized highlight packages to be delivered to your smartphone or your email box or whatever. So obviously, big time difference. Not going to be able to catch everything. Mm-hmm. So if you have favorite events or you want to follow the U.S. athletes or whatever the case may be, they said, Al, would you be willing to let us do this?
Right.
A Vanity Fair article came out. He was pretty skeptical. Al's 79 and still going strong. Still enjoying the New York strip and baked potato every day.
No veggies.
And he looks great. But he said he went and he got a demonstration of it and was blown away.
So, yeah.
So. And so there was actually, I found this. So this is a sample of what you would be getting. So every morning, you know, you click on the push notification or whatever it is. What happened while I was sleeping? Here you go. This is AI Al Michaels, a sample of what is coming this later this summer.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Oh, wow. So the Hey Kelly was like, this is Kelly's iPhone.
Yeah. So, you're Kelly. So that's going to come to you.
That's terrifying.
That's pretty close.
If you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. I don't think you would know.
That is.
And you have a little music underneath. But the phrasing, he said, yeah, Al, it was pretty blown away as to how comfortable. And so I guess this AI thing, I don't know how big the computer warehouse is, but potentially 7 million of those that could be generated.
That's freaky.
During these Olympics, there are actual human editors. They said the biggest thing they got to make sure is that the pronunciations of athletes' names
are correct.
And so there is a filter process before stuff goes out to make sure that those things are correct. But it got me thinking, we'll carry this over into the next segment because we all got fired up over Bronny.
Oh, yeah, we kind of took up a lot of time with
Well, because if I don't stay on the clock, I'm going to hear about it. So, I did turn the lights up for you, though, so you can see Will. Nobody wants to see me in the morning. I don't know why everybody's all fired up about wanting to see me in the morning. I did shave, but... But no, I want to carry this over. So if you could get a personalized highlight package of your favorite team or your favorite sport kind of delivered to you, whether it's once a week or once a day, any point in time, whose voice would you want on that? Hmm. We'll take your thoughts at the Vancouver Ford text line. We'll take them as well on the chat, and we'll talk about that. So you guys think about that in the break. But if you could have anything to go back in time, for me, there's two. There's two above everything else. I think everybody that's a football fan from my generation will have a similar one.
Right.
And then there'll be something that's a little bit more just your personal taste or something from your favorite sport. But yeah, we'll do that when we come back. We are going to get AI Al Michaels in the Olympics. And it sounds just like regular Al Michaels. We'll get your thoughts as we continue on this Producer's Edition Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan. Jason Swagger, Will Ortner back here with you on this Friday morning as we transition into full summertime mode. The NBA draft wrapped up. NHL draft tonight. We get set for Olympic coverage. As well as some summertime golf, but no, we're having a little fun right now with AI Al Michaels. We played it for you in the last segment, what is coming, and it sounded just like Al. They said, Al said it was like within 2% margin of error.
Right, like if you didn't know that that wasn't Al Michaels, you wouldn't know. I have two questions about it, though. One, when does that get put on the Terminator face? But two, does he get paid? Like, does he get any?
I don't know. He obviously had to sign off on the deal.
Right.
So I've got to think he'll get
something.
Now, I don't know if it's just part of his overall NBC contract because he's like NBC Emeritus Olymp. I don't know.
Right. Well,
but who? I mean, he agreed to it. So that's between him and NBC. I don't care.
And it's a great idea. Like, you get to have Al Michaels, who, in my opinion, and this is probably just because I'm younger.
Yeah.
This is my favorite play-by-play sports announcer of all time. I love Al Michaels.
Well,
this is great.
So if you, aside from Al, right, is there somebody else in some particular sport that if you're like, man, if we could, and somebody that is no longer with us as well, for mm-hmm. me, that's going to be where I go right away. But yeah, to give you, it would be hard to do live play-by-play. Right. IBM's tried it with the PGA Tour, and it doesn't work yet.
Yeah.
So until they can figure out, and I wonder too if like Nance might try to play with them and
something like that too.
If there's some little one-upsmanship among the longtime voices in sports, if they could figure out how to do Nance with golf or something like that. But for me, if I could get college football with Keith Jackson again in some way, shape, or form, it would be so great.
Yeah, and he's the you're looking live.
No, that's Brent Musburger.
That's Musburger. Okay.
No,
he's the call for the USC Texas.
Oh, Nelly!
There we go. Yes, okay. I knew I'd get there eventually. And Schultz and I are the same way on this. I mean, Dave Niehaus, like, growing up.
If you grew up a Mariner fan or were there, Niehaus Dave was Niehaus. Great. And Doesn't so we had a couple people here. Dave Niehaus, Stuart Scott, Bob Uecker.
Have to throw my vote in for Niehaus. Fly away. I still get goosebumps here in the call from 95 of the double. I still get them.
We got one for Matthew McConaughey. So if we go, all right. And you can do that, too. If you know, I'm sure there would be some people that would love to get whatever highlight package from Sam Elliott or something like that.
Getting a highlight package from Clark College's own Sam Elliott would be awesome. If I could get it so all my commercials were read by the great Sam Elliott, that would be fantastic. Could you imagine like the Whopper Whopper, but with Sam Elliott singing it? That would be great. Or prank your buddies and like change their TV settings to only be Gilbert Godfrey all the time.
And I'd love it too because I think we've lost the generation because for me, Monday Night Football was always about Howard Cosell.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
if you wanted to help bring boxing back, first of all, give us fights that we actually want to see, develop some boxers. Yeah. But if you could do AI Howard Cosell on a current boxing match, I wonder how much you might get some more attention, because him and, you know, when he was doing Muhammad Ali fights, it was unbelievable. I actually got to watch that live as a kid growing up, you know, a heavyweight title fight on ABC Wide World of Sports for free.
Didn't he get in trouble a little bit at the end of his career, though?
He did.
Yeah. How he was referring to some of the players on the field?
Yeah, well, it was, depending on whose story you believe, but I don't, it was something that they couldn't avoid, but I don't think it was intentional.
I just wonder if by Howard. Climate it would be acceptable to bring. I love his voice, but I hear the cancel crowd already be like, no!
Are we canceling AI things?
Yes. Anything that is cancelable, we will do it.
We got a Daily Dodger recap from Vin Scully, of course.
That'd be so cool.
How about Blazer highlight packages with Sean's?
That would be cool. See, now this is going to show my youth. I don't know if I've ever heard a Sean's call.
Oh, I fell asleep. That was back when you only maybe got 20 televised Blazer games a day or a season. And so I would fall asleep to the Sean's as I was 8, 9, 10 years old. That's going to sleep and him and
wherever you may be. Great. Good night, everybody.
Exactly.
And Cowherd actually still starts his
show. That's how
off,
he starts his show. A homage to the Sean's.
I did not know
wherever
that.
You may be when he
I've
says
been
that.
Here, I've been listening to Cowherd for years.
Yep.
Like when he was on 1080 Airways, actually working.
That was an homage to the Sean's.
I did not put that together. I had no idea. John Madden would be a good one.
He'd be perfect. There's one locally that I kind of, now that Al Michaels has done this with a big broadcasting entity, I really hope that they do this with Don Essig, the Oregon Ducks, and their stadium announcer, Don Essig. Man, it never rains at Autzen Stadium. He's getting up there in age. If he could sit down and record just everything, you know, over the course of a month, and then we get the gift of Don Essig now forever at Autzen Stadium, I think that would just be the best thing, because there are just some voices, and I feel the same way with, like, Tom Hutler, the Mariners, stadium announcer. What
PA.
Thank you. I'm like, I can't think of the name. The PA announcer for the Mariners, man, Tom Hutler, or John Shepard for the Yankees, you know, Derek Jeter, number two. Just, there's some voices that you should never have to live without, and I do feel like, and guess what? I'll exit stage left, because Al Michaels read news means I'll never read news again and I'll never get paid to again. But I am so okay with hearing some of those legendary voices forever. But are they? Are their families? And I think that's going
to be the interesting part as to how it would go back, you know, how you would go and negotiate that. But we'll continue to take those throughout the day. But it's interesting. It's coming. I don't know. I might go sign up for the thing just to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will. Like, what's the worst thing that happens? They're not going to make you. They're probably not going to make you pay for it.
I don't know. I don't know if you have to be a Peacock subscriber or something like that. You might have to have a subscription, and then you get the service. Well,
log in under my parents' name.
But yeah, I mean, the sports that you're interested in, the U.S. Olympics or the basketball tournaments. Mm-hmm. You know, if we could get that,
I like seeing the obscure sports too. Like, Al Michaels giving me play by play of the speed walking competition would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We'll get into that maybe a little bit later in the show, because we are at that point where it is, you know, we're done with hockey, basketball, baseball. We're just in the dog days. We're waiting for the trade deadline and the All-Star game, but you're watching your team and that's it. What's really grabbing you sports-wise, or do you tune out here for the next month or so? But yeah, if there's somebody else that you would love to be hearing AI doing your updates, let us know at the text line on the YouTube stream. When we come back, though, 7 o'clock hour, we will dive into it. The two-day NBA draft is over. The Blazers only ended up using one of their four draft picks for a player that is going to be on their roster. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Where do they sit going into free agency? Are we expecting more moves? What do we think of this roster? Are you excited to see what goes on at Summer League? All of that coming up as we get going. Hour number two here, this producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. Jason Swagger, Will Ortner back here with you on this Friday morning as we transition into full summertime mode. The NBA draft wrapped up. NHL draft tonight. We get set for Olympic coverage, as well as some summertime golf, but no, we're having a little fun right now with AI Al Michaels. We played it for you in the last segment, what is coming, and it sounded just like Al. Al said it was like within 2% margin of error.
Right, like if you didn't know that wasn't Al Michaels, you wouldn't know. I have two questions about it, though. One, when does that get put on the Terminator face? But two, does he get paid? Like, does he get any?
I don't know. He obviously had to sign off on the deal,
right?
So I've got to think he'll get
something.
Now I don't know if it's just part of his overall NBC contract, because he's like NBC emeritus Olympic. I don't know.
Right. Well,
but who? I mean, he agreed to it, so that's between him and NBC. I don't care.
And it's a great idea. Like, you get to have Al Michaels, who, in my opinion, and this is probably just because I'm younger,
yeah,
this is my favorite play-by-play sports announcer of all time. I love Al Michaels.
Well,
is great.
So if you, for you, aside from Al, right, is there somebody else in some particular sport that if you're like, man, if we could, and somebody that is no longer with us as well, for me, that's going to be where I go right away. But yeah, to give you, It would be hard to do live play-by-play. Right. IBM's tried it with the PGA Tour, and it doesn't work yet.
Yeah.
So until they can figure out, and I wonder, too, if like Nance might try to play with them and...
Yeah, do if, something like that, too.
If there's some little, you know, one-upsmanship among the longtime voices in sports, if they could figure out how to do Nance with golf or something like that. But for me... If I could get college football with Keith Jackson again in some way, shape, or form, it would be so great.
Yeah, and he's the, you're looking live.
No, that's Brent Musburger.
That's Musburger. Okay.
No.
No, he's the call for the USC Texas.
Oh, Nelly!
There we go. Yes, okay. I knew I'd get there eventually. And Schultzy and I are the same way on this. I mean, Dave Niehaus, like, growing up,
if you grew up a Mariner fan or were there, Niehaus was great. And so we had a couple people here. Dave Niehaus, Stuart Scott, Bob Uecker.
Have to throw my vote in for Niehaus. Fly away. I still get goosebumps here in the call from 95 at the double. I still get them.
We got one for Matthew McConaughey. So if we go, all right. And you can do that, too. If you know, I'm sure there would be some people that would love to get whatever highlight package from Sam Elliott or something like that.
Getting a highlight package from Clark College's own Sam Elliott would be awesome. If I could get it so all my commercials were read by the great Sam Elliott, that would be fantastic. Could you imagine like the Whopper Whopper, but with Sam Elliott singing it? That would be great. Or prank your buddies and like change their TV settings to only be Gilbert Godfrey all the time.
And I'd love it too because I think we've lost the generation because for me, Monday Night Football was always about Howard Cosell.
Ooh.
But if you wanted to help bring boxing back, first of all, give us fights that we actually want to see, develop some boxers. Sure. But if you could do AI Howard Cosell on a current boxing match, I wonder how much you might get some more attention, because him and, you know, when he was doing Muhammad Ali fights, it was unbelievable. I actually got to watch that live as a kid growing up, you know, a heavyweight title fight on ABC Wide World of Sports for free.
Didn't he get in trouble a little bit at the end of his career, though?
He did.
Yeah. He was referring to some of the players on the field?
Yeah, well, it was, depending on whose story you believe, but I don't, it was something that they had to, they couldn't avoid, but I don't think it was intentional.
I just wonder if in today's climate it would be acceptable to bring. I love his voice, but I hear the cancel crowd already be like, no!
Are we canceling AI things?
Yes. Anything that is cancelable, we will do it.
We got a Daily Dodger recap from Vin Scully, of course.
That'd be so cool.
How about Blazer highlight packages with the Shawns?
That would be cool. See, now this is going to show my youth. I don't know if I've ever heard a Shawns call.
Oh, I fell asleep. That was back when you only maybe got 20 televised Blazer games a day or a season. And so I would fall asleep to the Shawns as I was 8, 9, 10 years old. That's going to sleep, and him and
wherever you may be. Good night, everybody.
Exactly.
And Cowherd actually still starts his
show. That's how he starts his show. Homage to the Shawns.
I did not know.
Wherever
that.
You may be, when he
I've been listening to Cowherd for years.
Yep.
Like when he was on 1080 airways, like actually working.
That was homage to the Shawns.
I did not put that together. I had no idea. John Madden would be a good one.
Oh, he'd be perfect. There's one locally that I kind of, now that Al Michaels has done this with a big broadcasting entity, I really hope that they do this with Don Essig, the Oregon Ducks, and their stadium announcer, Don Essig. Man, it never rains at Autzen Stadium. He's getting up there in age. If he could sit down and record just everything, you know, over the course of a month, and then we get the gift of Don Essig now forever at Autzen Stadium, I think that would just be the best thing, because there are just some voices, and I feel the same way with like Tom Hutler, the Mariners, stadium announcer.
PA.
Thank you. I'm like, I can't think of the name. The PA announcer for the Mariners, man, Tom Hutler, or John Shepard for the Yankees, you know, Derek Jeter, number two. Just there's some voices that you should never have to live without. And I do feel like, and guess what? I'll exit stage left because Al Michaels read news means I'll never read news again and I'll never get paid to again. But I am so okay with hearing some of those legendary voices forever. But are they? Are their families? And I think that's going
to that would be the interesting
question.
Part as to how it would go back, you know, how you would go and negotiate that. But we'll continue to take those throughout the day. But it's interesting. It's coming. I don't know. I might go sign up for the thing just to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I will. Like, what's the worst thing that happens? They're not going to make you. They're probably not going to make you pay for it.
I don't know. I don't know if you have to be a Peacock subscriber or something like that. You might have to have a subscription and then you get the service. Well,
log in under my parents' name.
But yeah, I mean, the sports that you're interested in, the U.S. Olympics or the basketball tournaments, you know, if we could get that.
I like seeing the obscure sports too. Like Al Michaels giving me play by play of the speed walking competition would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We'll get into that maybe a little bit later in the show because we are at that point where it is, you know, we're done with hockey, basketball, baseball. We're just in the dog days. We're waiting for the trade deadline and the All-Star game, but you're watching your team and that's it. What's really grabbing you sports-wise, or do you tune out here for the next month or so? But yeah, if there's somebody else that you would love to be hearing AI doing your updates, let us know at the text line on the YouTube stream. When we come back, though, 7 o'clock hour, we will dive into it. The two-day NBA draft is over. The Blazers only ended up using one of their four draft picks for a player that is going to be on their roster. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Where do they sit going into free agency? Are we expecting more moves? What do we think of this roster? Are you excited to see what goes on at Summer League? All of that coming up as we get going. Hour number two here, this producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.